The following are some notes that my grandfather, Federico Ronstadt, had written down in October of 1953 about the formation of his band, the Club Filharmonico Tucsonense. It covers the time period from about 1888 to 1900. I devoted most of my spare time to teaching a group of young men to read music and play instruments. We organized an orchestra first, or rather, a group of 8 or 10, and it was necessary for me to write the music because we could not find any music already published that fitted the capacity and the instruments that I had in the group. We organized the band and called it the Club Filharmonico Tucsonense. The next thing was to have a bandstand built, and the city built one in the center of the little park, which is now located between the courthouse and the city hall. I remember we had to buy cap lights like miners because there was no electric light at this bandstand, and it was very uncomfortable to play with those lights on the caps, especially on windy nights. So we decided that we would not play anymore until the city would furnish lighting for the bandstand. Well, there was quite a controversy about it. Some of the citizens thought that we were making demands that we had no right to make because a public subscription of about $300 had been given us to help buy instruments. And the people of Tucson thought that this band was sort of a semi-public organization in which they could call for any function that required music. If some celebrity would come to visit town, we were asked to go to the railroad station and meet him. Some prominent citizen had a funeral, we had to play for that funeral. And for celebrations like the 4th of July and Washington's birthday and Decoration Day, if the band was needed, the Filharmonico band was expected to play. We invariably serenaded the town on the last day of the year. We marched through the streets playing, and New Year's night used to be quite a night in Tucson. Everybody was out, and the band was playing out in the streets. Our programs were principally Mexican music, Italian melodies, and waltzes, and the selection from operas that were arranged without any difficulties so that we had no trouble in handling them. The public seemed to enjoy that music. The band was kept together for a time, but gradually disbanded. Manuel Montijo was known to have salvaged most of the music. His daughter Lolita told me that when her father had died after marrying the second time, the widow, who knew nothing about music, had burned boxes of music left in the home, and no doubt several $100 worth of Club Filharmonico's band music, including my own arrangements, went up in smoke. In music paper and pencil that I keep on the piano, I have jotted down strains and fragments to remind me of several of the old pieces that were never published and are now lost. I hope to have time someday to write many danzas, Scottishes, polkas, waltzes, and songs of the old days. Many of them real good music. Only a handful of the arrangements and compositions written by my grandfather for the Club Filharmonico Tucsonense survived the unfortunate burning. Among them is a wonderful little waltz written by a gentleman named Abundio Martinez called Te Amo, Te Adoro.